My name is John Perkins. I am a Vietnam veteran. My time service was 1966 to 1970. I went into Marine Corps in 1966. In 1967, in April, I went to Vietnam. My first tour in Vietnam, at the end of it, I ended up with malaria. So I had to go to the hospital. I was there for 6 weeks, came back, and then I went home in 68. I spent my tour at home for a month, and then I went back to Vietnam. I actually came home, got married, and went back to Vietnam. I stayed another tour. I tried to sign up for the third one, but I was getting relapse of malaria, so they wouldn't let me. So from that, in 69, I came back to the States, was assigned to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, for my last tour. Vietnam were good times and some bad times. I actually, when I was base camp, the officers left. They were allowed to bring their stuff from home, like surfboards and stuff. So I did a lot of surfing when I was at base camp. They would let me use their board, and I would go out and surf in the Red China Sea. But my job was in communication. I went up and down telephone poles. That was my job. My secondary was a radio operator, so I was on patrol with a radio. Not a lot of times you had to work on poles, so most of my tour was pushing the bush, going out in the fields. So, God bless, he brought me back home. A lot of my friends didn't come home, and that's hard. And then when we finally came home after that, we were so disappointed that this country that we loved would accept the draft dodger over a Vietnam vet. It was hard for us. We couldn't believe our country wouldn't accept us when they draft us to go. It was a draft, and you had to go. Either you went in the service as they draft you, or you headed to Canada. That was the choice. They hurt us. That they would accept them home before they would accept us. That was our hardest time. I met a lot of people, and I actually met a person that lived north of me. I'm originally from Michigan. So he lived above Lansing, which is the capital of Michigan, so he lived above that. And we became like brothers. I mean, until he died 2 years ago, we were inseparable. So I met him in Vietnam. So it was something I cherish a lot. So Vietnam, how do I explain it? You had to do whatever you had to do to stay alive.